it's not been a common trait. In fact, I think we can openly say it's not been happening like that, where you have a president who engage with the press so often to a point of even getting to respond to questions.
Mm-hmm.
Where you have the press who get to respond, ask the questions, and especially the frequency at which it's happened under President Hage, because usually maybe if it's going to be something like that, it will be addressed to the media and that's it. Mm-hmm. You walk out, you leave, but you have a time where you allow for the media to ask questions to you and you respond to them. You have a whole Q&A.
Yes, yes. And I think that's a good thing. That's a good thing because it takes away, I think, something when you ask questions and you have to wait for a response maybe a week later and whatnot.
Hmm.
But it's good that there's that session where, you know, question and answer. You ask, you take like 4 or 5 questions and then address those questions. So that's a good thing.
But the big question or the big concern that people have is, yes, you can say all these things, but what action gets to happen? And these are things we've been talking about the other day. That, I mean, if you say these things before, but people are still doing the opposite of what you say.
Mm.
So people, I guess maybe that's also why he wants to speak into it, that people are disrespecting him, even from within his party. Because he said it before, not tolerate hooliganism,
Qatarism. And someone comes and says, he even acknowledges that the president said no Qatarism, and he says, it's back.
So meaning
undermining
the president's
authority.
But the thing is, what is going to be done about, what's going to be done to those people? Or what has been done to some of those people? And that's what people are looking at. So maybe he's going to announce some of the remedial measures that will come through from that. But we look forward to that. Obviously tomorrow we'll have known as we have this discussion right here on the Phoenix Breakfast. Right now though, we have the news at 8 up next.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 spin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chaliro boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Stakeholders react with mixed feelings to President Hichilema's call for constitutional dialogue. Ministry of Agriculture reports 68% redemption rate for FISP. And in global news, Trump says he will visit China in April after call with Xi. Good morning, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM main news. Some stakeholders have expressed mixed reactions to President Hichilema Hichilema's recent call for dialogue on the constitution amendment process. President Hichilema has invited the Oasis Forum, the organizers of a planned peaceful protest, to State House where structured, solution-oriented discussions can take place. The invitation follows a planned protest by the Oasis Forum to State House this Friday over the proposed Bill 7, which it describes as rushed, non-inclusive, and centered on election interests. In an interview with Phoenix News, social and political anthropologist Dr. James Msonda has criticized the president's approach, stating that the handling of public dissent reflects an attempt to suppress democratic expression. Dr. Msonda notes that genuine dialogue would have allowed for further postponement of the amendment process even beyond the 2026 general election period.
Well, I do not see the president's attempt to suppress the protest as democratic. It's a very, very undemocratic exercise. He's talking about dialogue. But people have been talking about the constitutional making process. The Constitutional Court is very clear about this process. If the president wanted dialogue, he should have done that by simply withdrawing the Bill 7 from Parliament and forgetting about this until next election. That's the dialogue. But it's very clear that he doesn't want that. He's got a very specific agenda that he wants to achieve with this amendment. So what people are doing in this peaceful protest is just expressing their registering their resistance against this kind of dictatorship. That's all. So it's not a question of compromise. It's not a question of dialogue or any discussion.
House of Clergy Zambia has welcomed President Hichilema's call for engagement with the Oasis Forum, with Executive Director Reverend Jimmy Ngambi commending government's willingness to listen. He says the President's actions show openness to dialogue rather than an attempt to shrink democratic space.
Engagement and dialogue are still the most responsible options. We respectfully urge all organizations, individuals calling for peaceful protest to first exhaust the avenues of engagement that are already active. The process of dialogue is not stalled. It has in fact been encouraged from the highest office in the land. Continuing along the path of calm and constructive communication will not only reduce national tension, but we will also safeguard the unity, peace, and dignity of our Christian nation. We must remember that protest, while a right, should not replace engagement.
The Ministry of Agriculture has disclosed that over 684,000 farmers countrywide have redeemed inputs under the Farmer Input Support Program, FISP, representing around 68% of the 1,024,434 farmers on the program. Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Balewa Hiolo has confirmed that the distribution is on schedule, but is urging farmers to plant immediately upon receiving inputs to meet production targets. Mr. Hiolo is further calling on farmers to redeem all the inputs on the e-voucher and has warned against exchanging inputs for cash, a trend he says erodes the main purpose of the program. He has told Phoenix News that the ministry is working to ensure the FISP achieves its objectives, with completion of distribution dependent on farmers redeeming inputs on time through the e-voucher system.
In terms of the performance so far, we have over 684,000 farmers that have redeemed. And if you want to translate that, because we only have about 1,024,434 farmers that are on the program, what this means is that around 68% have redeemed. And remember that it's an ongoing process. Even as we are speaking, other farmers are redeeming, meaning even by tomorrow the figures will change positively.
ZESCO Managing Director Justin Longo says net metering is becoming one of the most important short-term tools to help Zambia manage the ongoing power crisis. Mr. Longo is urging households and businesses that can afford rooftop solar systems to begin feeding excess electricity back into the national grid as part of a national recovery effort. He explains that with net metering, customers use the solar power they generate during the day and supply any surplus to the grids, adding that this daytime contribution helps ease pressure on the hydro system, which has been heavily weakened by poor rainfall. Mr. Longo has told Phoenix News that broader participation in net metering could collectively add several megawatts to the system, further noting that the initiative complements the country's wide approach for energy diversification. He says while new solar plants and independent power producer projects are underway, net metering stands out as a low-cost, quick-to-deploy solution that allows consumers themselves to strengthen the grid.
Immediate solution, the short-term solution is let's tap into all this solar. So we're also encouraging households to put rooftop, right? The roof 3 PV on their roofs, those that can afford it, and then they also get net metered. So when they get net metered, they are also helping support the grid. What they are not able to use, they contribute to the grid. Can you imagine if we just have, say, 1,000 customers that are net metering? We may be getting maybe up to two megawatts at some point. At any one point, we may be getting up to about 2 megawatts coming to the grid. That's a lot.
Veteran politician Akashamba Don Bikusitalewanika says Zambians should not limit the search for effective national leadership to any single political party, including the Patriotic Front, PF. Mr. Lewanika says the country's fate should not hinge on one party's performance when there are